Don't look under the internet.
Hello. Hello.
Sink.
Sink.
Sink. Sink. We'll just resort to the same tired jokes that we've used for like the last month and a half.
Can we just fill up 40 minutes of air by just saying sink?
Welcome over to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Sink. Sink. Yeah, hi everybody. As you can tell, it's just Mutthalamule and me.
Hi, it's just
isn't
us
that,
tonight.
Isn't that fun?
We're getting intimate.
We're always intimate. I've seen things from you, Matt.
What the fuck does that mean?
I've seen things from
How
you.
How drunk did I get at your house?
Not enough. Anyway, yeah, so it's just me and Matt tonight. Jason is doing things. I don't fucking remember what happened to him.
He has to work.
He has to work. That's right.
Doug, like a double shift.
Doug's at like fucking Gen Con or some shit. I don't remember where he's at.
He has a work retreat.
How do you know more of this shit than I do?
Because they told us this last week and I was listening.
I don't listen to anything. And yeah, so Moot and I decided instead of going into this whole like a topic thing, we just kind of wanted to have a fun time tonight. Shoot the shit.
Fun time.
Yeah, shoot the shit. And we're going to talk about some topics that we don't really feel justifies making an entire episode of Duluti. It might be something that's too short, something that's way too long, maybe, something that just doesn't have anything to it, but just is a fun concept. But before we get into that actual bits, I want to do a big old fat Duluti housekeeping.
Above your head.
You know, the older I get, the more it hurts the elbows whenever I do it. The ligaments just aren't there anymore.
I just never do it. I just let you do it.
Thank you. Someone has to do it. I take up that mantle. It's my curse. We'll make this very short and sweet. We only have one today. It is the Papa John.
The Papa John himself.
The Papa John himself.
Please don't say the N-word.
I was about to say Mr. N-word himself. The man, the myth, the racist.
The man, the myth, the racist. Well, thanks for giving us money, I guess.
You billion-dollar pizza man.
How do you rate that name? I mean, it is like a multinational corporation. So.
I mean, I'm cool with it. I don't mind. It could have been, he could have been like the Pizza Hut or like the
Domino's.
Domino's.
The Little Caesars. If you were the Little Caesars, then we'd be on to something.
Yeah. Do you prefer Little Caesars over?
I don't prefer the pizza itself. I just prefer that it's cheap. And hot and ready.
It does kind of tick all those boxes, and it shouldn't. It's not bad either.
No, it's like, edible.
If I'm being honest, like $5 for a pie like that, I'm not gonna bitch. I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah, it's better than frozen pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends.
Well, most frozen pizzas. Some frozen pizzas are pretty good.
Lots of matzo. Only that shit's expensive. That's like an $8 pizza.
Well, yeah, you pay $5 for this, and it's already cooked. You're not even spending electricity on that.
That's true. And they got that lunch special. By the way, can we just... Little Caesars, hook us up. Sponsor us. Yeah. Can you see how much we like you?
Yeah. Liquid Death won't answer my tweets, so...
Little Caesars, you're up.
Pivot to Little...
Yep. That hot and ready $5 lunch box where you get a little personal pan pizza and then a drink for $5. That's where it's at.
That is where it's at.
That is where it's at. Thank you, the Papa John.
There's a train going by my house, and hopefully you can't hear that in the background. But
I can't hear it, so I think you're okay.
Okay.
Wait, Moot, look out! No, thank you, the Papa John. If you want to be like Papa himself, and...
You need to get us back to 100 patrons, because we're at 99 right now.
Mine says 100.
Really? Was Papa John 100?
I think Papa was 100.
I thought I looked at it earlier. Papa Papa John himself was our 100th patron.
Thank you, Papa. The N-word gave us 100 patrons.
Oh, no.
Oh, Papa,
it
please.
It is Tuesday.
Is it, though?
Oh, no. It's
not. It's Thursday. Yeah, if you want to be like, it has. If you want to be like the Papa himself and go to patreon.com/deludipod, you can chip in something or nothing. You should be like the Papa and chip in money. You should not be like the Papa and be kind of racist. Don't do that part. Do the give us money part. Do that part. That's the good part. Yeah.
But the other thing that you could do, aside from going to patreon.com/deludipod, is you can go to the new and improved deludi.com. Because
it's up?
Yeah, it is up. As of this recording, it is up. So
I'll be the judge of that.
If you go to deludi.com, everything that you need there. So everything that was on the Patreon is on deludi.com now. If you subscribe to one of our like members tiers on deludi.com. So we're using this thing called Fourth Wall. You'll have to sign up for a Fourth Wall account if you subscribe through the website. But the website has all of the tiers that you would have seen on our Patreon. So the $10 tier, the $7 SCP tier, the $5 bonus tier, and then the $2 tier. Our merch is also there. There's brand new merch. There's
merch.
Wowie Zowie posters. There's Wowie Zowie mugs. There's the regular old Deludi logo shit. And then there's also a members only Peens and Beans mug that you should check out. So if you subscribe to a members tier, you can buy a Peens and Beans coffee mug.
Oh my God. Look at that merch. Look at those low rates.
Wow. That's a low price. So yeah.
Dude, this is awesome.
If you don't want to subscribe through Patreon, you can go there and subscribe there. Instead, you'll get all of exactly the same shit that you would have gotten on the Patreon and probably more in the future because there's more stuff that we can do with it. There's also a donation thing on the website too. So
I saw
it's
that.
Like buy me a coffee. You can just go there and just like give us $5 or $10 or whatever you want to give us and leave a message. We also have merch messages now. So if you buy a piece of merch, you can fill in your name and a message on the merch when you buy it. And if you do that, we'll read it on the show.
Oh, shit. I am learning all about all this the same
right
as
now.
You guys right now. Oh, this looks really cool. I'm proud of you, Papa Moot.
Yeah. Cool. And if anybody has any problems with anything, this is brand new. So let us know and we'll fix it. Obviously.
Yeah. Ooh, look at all that. Oh, you could be a supporter, a super supporter, a foundation supporter, or a cult member. Wowie zowie.
New ways to give us money. And if you're on the Patreon or you just prefer Patreon, that's still going to be there and you're still going to get the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we've mentioned it time and time again, but if you're on Patreon and you don't want to switch over to the Fourth Wall, that's fine. Patreon, it's getting the exact same content. It's not going anywhere. You guys are not losing anything by staying on Patreon. Fourth Wall is just easier for us to customize with. And basically, it's a hub. Yeah, it's one big hub for us. So we decided to give it a go. But if you're still on the Patreon, stay on there if you want. It's your call. It doesn't matter to us. We get your money either way.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, anyway. Thank you. And thank you to everyone who has supported us enough to where, you know, Moot was able to make this. This, I don't want to say was like your baby, but I mean, you just started going at it. You discovered Fourth Wall and was like, hey,
yeah,
I'm gonna make a new website.
You guys listen to us, and especially that you subscribe to the YouTube allows us to do this because this is like a closed like thing where you have to have a certain number of watch hours and subscribers and stuff to even be able to like sign up for the website. So the fact that you guys support us like even allows us to do this. So
yeah, thank you guys. Awesome. Yeah, it's because of you guys I can get drunk on air out of my wife's pink mom established 2023 mug. It's a fun time. But yeah, so like I mentioned up front, Moot and I have a couple topics that, again, I love, I think are super interesting, but I don't think are interesting enough to be like a 45 minute, hour long, hour and a half long episode. You know, there's like 2 minutes worth of content in these things, or there's like 16 hours worth of content in these things where it's just not realistic to cover.
And And we'll just be like, this is a thing. You can go look at it if you want to.
Honestly, yeah, that's really what it is. But it's a bunch of creepy, cool shit that I want to put out in the air because, like, one of mine, for example, is a 30-second video, but it's a very cool 30-second video. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
You can start. My shit is more like stuff that I found on the internet that some of it is tied to real life, and there's like, it's like, guess what real life thing happened to this person? And then there's a couple things at the end that are just like quick 30-second. This is a weird fucking thing that used to be on the internet. But you can start.
Cool. Okay. I'll start off with a video called Thalassin. It is Thalassin. It is literally, like I mentioned before, a 30-second video. If you go on YouTube, you can find it on there. The creator is Gooseworks, and it is under Blue Channel Thalassin. This was uploaded 2 years ago. It was very popular, but it was essentially like your typical analog horror type of thing where it's kind of like, you know how it shows like the video, it's like a slideshow thing. I don't know how to describe it other than that. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a projector slideshow.
Yeah, like it's like a projector slideshow. And it's like, this is the person. And then they tried our supplement pills. And this is what they looked like afterwards. But
if you see the mushroom cloud, you're already dead.
Yeah, it's that kind of shit. But the art is very fantastic looking. It's like a 38-second video. It's going nowhere, so don't expect it to do anything. The creator himself went into the comments section and was like, hey, this isn't an ARG. This isn't an analog horror. I literally just made this one for fun. It's a one and done. Don't think too much of it.
Isn't that kind of an analog horror, though? Like, it's a really short analog horror. But
yeah, right? Liar! But yeah, I just thought that was a very interesting episode video, but you can't turn an hour-long video or episode. You can't make an hour-long episode out of a 30-second video. There's just not that much content there. Especially after the guy was like, yeah, no, there's nothing more to this. That's it. I just made this one. It's done. And the rest of his videos are like Let's Plays and shit like that. So you know he's not doing it. But it's still a very fascinating video. I highly recommend watching it. It will take literally no time. And I think you'll be super intrigued.
No, nice. That's pretty nifty. My first story is a Reddit post. Actually, most of mine are Reddit posts. But this one...
Reddit is where... most of the weird shit happens though. Like, I feel like before it was 4chan, and then 4chan got a little too racist, and then let's just be real, it got too racist, and then it went to Reddit, and that's where all like the cool mystery shit went.
Yeah, that's where I was trying to find more stuff that's kind of like Alex from Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
That kind of stuff. But this is one that I found, and this one I don't actually know exactly when this was posted, sometime around 2017. But I had to dig back into the internet archive to actually find it because it's been deleted since then. But it's posted by a person named Jason in Hell, and it says, I'm a 30-year-old male having a hard time coping with my wife, 29, cheating on me with our neighbor, 51. And
I think I know this one.
You might. So then that might ruin how this ends, because I'm going to ask you how you think it ends. So the TLDR of their post is, I caught my wife cheating on me over a year ago. I stayed with her for the sake of our children, but I haven't been able to get it off my mind since. And the post itself is pretty long, so I'm not going to read the entire thing. But it starts off with, it's been 476 days since I confronted her about it, and how do I know? Because every time I catch myself thinking about it, I tell myself, it's only been X days. Maybe you won't think about it tomorrow. And it basically goes into this long, long story about how he knows that his wife has been having sex with their neighbor. And the last paragraph I will read, and it just says, things have been quiet on that front for about 4 months now, and I still think about it constantly. This is going to sound stupid, but I feel like I have a part of my brain that I can't shut off, and it's always thinking. I used to use that to solve programming problems, and it made me very good at my job, but ever since the incident, the only thing that I think about is her and him, and if I did the right thing. My job performance has suffered, and I feel like I haven't gotten sleep in months. I'm afraid that after this much time, the fact that I begged for her to come back, that to say that I want a divorce now will only make her more vindictive towards the children and I. I just feel like I had to put myself in a deep hole that I can never get back out of, and I haven't really talked to anyone about this. So basically, he found out his wife was cheating, and he's going to ask her for a divorce, even though he said that they were going to try to work it out. How do you think this story ends?
So I do not know this one.
Okay. You don't know how that...
I don't know.
I bet
how
you're
ends.
Wondering why this is such a significant post, because I was posts say, like this show up on Reddit all the time, right?
I just say, we're over here coming to each other with like weird internet things, and you're like, here's some guy's story about his divorce.
Yes.
Not as...
No, this is why this is a noteworthy story, Mike. So this actually happened not that far from Indianapolis in Indiana, not too far from where I used to live. And...
oh, wait!
This...
Hang on, but let me guess.
Okay.
Doesn't he end up being like a serial killer or something?
No, not quite that.
Oh, okay.
So the article that was posted on November 18th, 2016 on WRTV.com says, Montgomery County mother charged with two counts of murder in the deaths of her children and pleads not guilty. So she found out he was going to ask for a divorce and ended up killing their kids.
She pulled a Chris Benoit.
Yep. So
well,
yeah. So
wow. I've stumbled across a lot of those type of posts on Reddit where it's just like that, where it's some guy just talking about something that's going on his day. Oh, I'm about to go tell my boss what's up, and then like you find out in that same city or something, it's like, oh man, shoots up office, and it's like, oh,
oh
no,
yeah. Yep. So that's exactly how, like, it's surreal to read this entire Reddit post now, looking back, because it's just a bunch of people like trying to console this guy and be like, I'm so sorry, and like, you're doing the right thing for you and your kids will, like, your kids are going to be all right and stuff. And then there's like a follow-up post later on that's like, well, guess that's how this turned out.
Damn.
Yeah. So
anyway, Thalassin is a 30 second video.
I got real dark real quick.
Hey, you know what? One of us has to. It's not never going to be me. I'm never going to be the dark one.
Yeah,
I'm always going to be like, here's a fluffy.
Yeah, we do have to
unicorn.
Live up to our reputation as not looking under the internet.
That
you bring the comedy, I'll bring the horror.
Yeah, you. I would not look under that article. That would 4 out of 5 don't look unders for that post. Can we get a rating system going? Like, would you would you look for that one? You know what I mean?
4 out of 5 don't look unders.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like,
yeah,
I would search for something like that, you know?
Yeah. How likely are you to go look, like, search this up and look at it yourself?
Yeah.
Or are you like, not touching that with a 10-foot pole?
Yeah. Like, fucking, what is it? The nasty, disgusting website that you, Doug, and Jason apparently all looked at when you were kids, or it had people dying on it.
Com.
No, oh, they had people dying on it.
Yeah.
Rotten.com. Yeah. I would give that 5 out of 5. Don't look unders. I would never touch that. Yeah. I would never touch that.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, Rotten.com is definitely a 5 out of 5. Don't look under. Maybe
yeah,
like a 4.5.
Yeah, let's call it a 4. Let's go even 4. You know what? 3's.
So that's the end of that one.
Yeah. I have another one.
Okay.
It is titled 7/25/2005. It is according to the superstition, it is a pulled, cursed SpongeBob episode. I feel like everyone's heard of this one.
Yeah, I've heard of this one.
It's Squidward's suicide. Just, trigger warnings, all that stuff. Yeah. But it's essentially a very...
Trigger warning after I've already said...
After I said the word.
Well, I just talked about kids getting murdered.
Yeah, that's true. It's an episode that goes off the rails immediately. There's like snippets, but it's up to you if you think it's real or fake. If I'm being honest, it's probably fucking fake. All these are... And I think it's labeled as a creepypasta, so I'm pretty sure it's fake anyway. But always thought it was interesting. But again, I don't feel like there's enough information there to make it an actual episode, only because it's just, it's a lot more like visual fuckiness. The way the characters are like animated, and there's like glitches that happen, and just random scenes of like Squidward on fire, or like SpongeBob on fire, or like Squidward like a trigger.
It's like the YouTube poop from hell.
Yeah. Essentially, it's just a bunch of garbled imagery to make you unsettled. That's really all it is, just to make you feel uncomfortable. But if you take that away, there's nothing really there. There's not really like a story. It's just a depressed Squidward who hates SpongeBob and shit. It's nothing there.
Isn't that just any episode of SpongeBob? Depressed Squidward, you know, who hates SpongeBob.
We say that, but like as I get older, I would much rather be friends with Squidward than SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's annoying as fuck.
He's annoying.
Can you imagine putting up with that all the time?
I'd be
as angry as Squidward is too.
Oh my god. As a neighbor, like every day he busts out of the shitty pineapple just screaming, "I'm ready," down the sidewalk. Like that gets so irritating.
He's stomping around in a band uniform playing instruments and shit in his front yard. Like, stop.
How do you explain that to like the, cause like my home like value is tanking because of SpongeBob. I'm pissed. Yeah. If I'm Squidward, I'm pissed. Like, where's the HOA? Like, you gotta stop. You're getting fined, SpongeBob. I'm tired of you. You're ruining our property value. And where are the other neighbors too? Is it just those three on that stretch of nothingness?
I mean, Bikini Bottom as a whole is pretty empty.
They have this. No, it's like a city.
But like the areas you see are like suspiciously empty.
That's true. I wonder if they do that on purpose.
Yeah.
One out of five don't look unders.
One out of five don't look under.
Yes.
Well, you looked under it. So.
I will look under it. That's what I mean. But yeah, it's just I feel like this cursed SpongeBob episode has been around for like ever. Like I've known about this since I was like in middle school. Like this is an old ass creepypasta.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It is a classic. It's one of the classics. It's fun to like. It's fun to know about. Would I recommend looking too deep into it and like watching the whole thing? Probably not. But if you could find like a synopsis on like fucking. What is that, like Creepypasta Wiki or whatever? If you could just read the wiki page on it, go for it, because it is kind of interesting that it just exists. Like, there's a creepypasta about SpongeBob. That's, you don't see that too often, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as entertaining as AI Sponge. I'll say that. AI Sponge is no more, but.
The hell is AI Sponge?
You've not seen those AI videos where, so AI Sponge is like a Twitch stream that got taken down like a million times, where there's like AI generated chat dialogue between like SpongeBob characters, and then they're like 3D animated, and it basically takes topic suggestions and does like 30 second clips of like a fake SpongeBob episode. But it gets immediate when you ask people for topic suggestions, of course it's immediately going to get like super like
shitty.
Patrick
shitty.
Talks about clapping Sandy's cheeks like constantly, and there's this really famous snippet from it where Squidward talks about April like August 12th, 2036, the heat death of the universe. Have you not seen that? August 12th, 2036,
no.
The heat death of the universe. You haven't seen that? Okay. Well,
no.
Anyway,
I haven't seen that.
Look up clips of AI Sponge on YouTube. It's entertaining.
Okay. Bet.
The stream is no more because it got copyright stricken by Paramount Pictures so many times that they basically ran out of Twitch channels to put it on, and they're like, "This is not worth it anymore."
AI Sponge 1, AI Sponge 2, AI Sponge 3.
Yeah, pretty much. It was that way for like a month. Like every 12 hours, there was a new channel.
Jesus. See, my favorite
2006 Honda Civic.
My favorite.
You'll understand.
I'll have to watch it. My favorite like Twitch streams are when someone like plays like has like their goldfish play Pokemon or something. You ever see those?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking love those.
Didn't somebody's goldfish beat one of the Pokemon games?
No, they beat Bloodborne. And the guy was like,
okay.
The guy was like, "If my goldfish can beat Bloodborne, what's your fucking excuse?" And it's
how long
like,
did it take? Like 3 months?
I honestly I don't remember, but I just remember seeing like the reaction to it, and everyone's like, "Oh shit, Goldie did it!"
How did they like wire up the attacks and stuff?
They have it on like a it's like a big like school rectangle fishbowl. What is the worst word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. Rectangle
tank.
Thank you, rectangle tank. And they have like a laser grid like underneath it or whatever, and whenever it goes in like this quadrant, that's like the A button. If it goes this quadrant, that's the B button.
So it just swims around in circles. It's like doing combos and shit.
It's just doing shit. It's just doing a wombo combo.
Fantastic. All right.
Let's hear yours. Your next one.
My next one is another Reddit post.
What?
It's kind of along the similar vein.
You?
And
what?
So this one is 7 years old, and it was posted on What Is This Thing? And it's a picture of like a cylinder that is like covered in dirt and clay and stuff. And you can't super make out exactly what it is. But what people in the comments deduce that it is an anti-personnel landmine. So basically this person has dug up a landmine that they found somewhere.
I've seen something similar to that one. It was like a grenade or something.
Basically, as soon as they post this picture, their account just goes completely dark. And people get super concerned and they're like, did OP blow themselves up? Like, is this person dead? But thankfully, we do eventually, a long time after the original post, get like an ending to this story. We find out what happened. What do you think happened? And how do you think they figured it out?
I'm going to say that they did find a landmine and they realized they had a real good joke in front of them. So they purposely didn't post anymore to add to the bit that it exploded.
Okay. And how do you think the people on Reddit figured that out?
Like 10 years later, they post on the account. And they're like, it didn't explode. LOL. Got you.
Nope. Okay. So you're half right. So this person does end up living. It is a real landmine that they really found. But here's the interesting part of this one. This is how they figured it out. So somebody posted on an Out of the Loop subreddit and asked
Out of the Loop
if the original poster to the post was still alive. And that person's name was Night of the Sunlight. And they asked if that person was still alive. And the top response from this is, yes, he's alive. And then this is how they figured it out. So this person went back and looked at Night of the Sunlight's previous posts and realized that they had posted on a 7 days to die subreddit, and they posted a XML file that had 750 globally banned 7 days to die IDs that people could add to their private servers for 7 days to die.
What is that?
So basically it's just, do you know what 7 days to die is?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. It's a horror game. And so this list is a list of like people who are known hackers that you can add to the blacklist on your server so that these people can't join your server. So anyway, this person posted this list of IDs to that subreddit. And they said they made this list of IDs. So this person got the link to the XML file, did a Google search, and found a forum post on the 7 Days to Die forums where another person who also claimed that they made this list posted the same link. And so they dug into the account on the forums and eventually figured out that it was the same person. And through this, they were able to figure out this person's Steam name. They added him on Steam and sent him a message. And they were like, hey, are you the person who posted this picture of the landmine? And they're like, yep, you caught me. And he was like, yes, I'm still alive. And sent him a picture of the landmine, like all cleaned up and stuff.
Wow.
So this person used this link to track this person down and add him on Steam and see if he was still alive.
That's hilarious that we were just able to find him through a fucking Steam link.
Yeah. So I thought that was a fun little story.
That is fun. I like that a lot. You have like the more interest. I'm over here like, oh, this is a story about a haunted pencil. And you're like, no, like this is where a guy murdered another guy at a Wendy's, but he posted at that Wendy's 2 days prior. I need more realism stories like yours.
Yeah. I like that where people like, it's like a makeshift ARG. You're making your own ARG.
It do be like that. I have another one.
Okay.
It is called the Godzilla NES story. This is basically, to TLDR it, person finds a cartridge for a Godzilla NES game. Everything seems normal, but once they get to a certain area, it's basically your Godzilla going through hell and there's this weird demon thing chasing Godzilla, and it continues onwards down this like spiraling path of boss fights that don't really exist, that aren't supposed to exist in the game. This demon thing still hunting you down. You can't escape it. And the final boss fight turns out to be this demon. Throughout the way, this person finds clues about what's going on with the game. They find a name that is in there. I forget what the name is, but it's this little girl. They find out that the little girl's story, that something happened to her. The demon thing is basically, if I remember correctly, it's basically representing like cancer. She died of cancer, and the cancer is like haunting and trying to basically take over this cartridge that is like her incarnate. It's this big thing. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake with this one because it is a very, very in-depth story. It is a long one. I don't think there's enough there to cover like audibly. You need the visual, in my opinion, with it. If you go on YouTube, you can find the Godzilla NES horror stories on there. And you can see like the gameplay. There's the gameplay of the game. It's really cool. But without that gameplay to give you like to guide you through the story, I feel like you don't fully grasp what's going on. Okay. Because a lot of it is you playing as Godzilla being chased by this creature. And there's a huge sense of like urgency and fear when you're being chased by it, because that creature, Godzilla, after a while starts to like represent you in a way. Like you start to feel like you're... No, I mean like you start to feel like it's chasing you. In essence.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're like, oh God, it's coming up. It's coming up on Godzilla. It's coming up on me. Like, you start to
I thought you were getting real philosophical about, like, what if I'm the monster?
What if I'm the cancer monster? What am I? But all in all, it ends, if I remember correctly, with you defeating, the player defeating that cancerous monster and releasing the spirit of the girl. Putting her soul at peace. It's a huge thing. It's a very in-depth one. The video I watched on it is like 2 hours long, and you need that visual. Otherwise, you're not getting the full story.
Okay, but so this is one of the ones where we wouldn't be able to fit everything into an episode, and you're just going to have to go check it out yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hope it ends that way, because if it doesn't end that way, and I look this up, I'm going to be real mad at you.
We could have covered this. The Godzilla NES... Creepypasta.
Creepypasta. Real or fake?
It's labeled as a creepypasta like on like YouTube and stuff, but others just call it the horror story. So it's honestly hard to say if it is just a dedicated creepypasta. If it's not, more than likely it is, but it's still super fun. Highly recommend. Go check it out, especially if you're a Godzilla fan, because it does pluck at your heartstrings a little bit. There are some very sad moments to this thing.
I like it when horror makes me sad.
I like it when I cry.
At least I'm feeling something.
That's mine, though.
Okay.
That is like, mine.
I don't know why I was going to say it's like the bucket list, but with Godzilla, but it's nothing like the bucket list at all. The only similarity is cancer.
There's like no Jack Nicholson in this. Okay. Morgan Freeman is narrating for the cancer monster.
I'm going to kill Godzilla. Okay. All right. I got another Reddit post. So this one is one that a lot of people have probably heard. This is a pretty famous one. But I'll read this whole post because it's not very long. This was posted 8 years ago on Legal Advice by a user named rbradbury1920.
Ethan Bradbury.
Sure. So on the 15th of April, I found a yellow post-it note in handwriting that wasn't mine on my desk, reminding me of some errands I had to do, but it told me literally nothing about it. While that was odd, I chalked it up to something that I did in my sleep, thinking that maybe in my half-awake state, I scrawled it so that it didn't appear to be in my handwriting. I threw it out and thought little of it. Later, on the 19th, I found another post-it note on the back of my desk chair in the same handwriting as the previous note, telling me to make sure that I saved my documents. I was freaked out, but there were no other signs of a break-in, so I set up a webcam in my house and aimed it at my desk and used a security camera app for it for recording after detecting movement. On the 28th, I woke up to find another post-it note, this one saying, "Our landlord isn't letting me talk to you, but it's important that we do." I immediately checked the webcams folder on my computer and found nothing from the night before, but my computer's recycling bin had been emptied, which I'm certain I didn't do recently, indicating that someone had noticed the webcam and deleted the files. They were just saved to a folder on my desktop called webcam. So today, on the 1st of May, I found another post-it note, but this time it was on the outside of my door and with nothing written on it. There also appeared to be post-it notes on a lot of other doors around my apartment complex, all blank and in varying colors. Do I have any legal recourse here? I have no proof except for the post-its, but these are all written by my pen and on my post-it notes, so conceivably I could have faked them. Without contacting the police, would contacting the police get me into any trouble if they can't determine an outside source for this? I just want to make sure that I'm not wasting anyone's time. Should I consult my landlord or those living in the complex? I pulled up a letter I received from my landlord back when I moved in, and the handwriting is identical. Could this count as evidence? What do you think is going on?
First and foremost, I don't know why, but this reminded me of that, you know, I left and my neighbors painted my house gray story, you know? This kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
Like, what's my legal recourse?
Yeah.
Somebody did some... Oh, my friend said that... My friend who's a cop said that, at least in their jurisdiction, that absolutely would have counted as vandalism. And whoever ordered the house to be painted would absolutely be on the hook for it.
Like charged? Hell yeah, that's how it should be. I think that's the conclusion we came to as well.
Yeah, right. But anyway, what do you think's going on here?
I'm
going
to say the landlord gets murdered. And someone is impersonating his writing, like very close.
The landlord gets... So you think like a crazy person murdered the landlord and is now just like walking around in people's apartments pretending to be the landlord?
Yes.
Is that not what you were saying?
No, I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Or there's someone living in the walls. And they're writing notes.
That's what a lot of people thought too. And unfortunately, the explanation... I don't know if the explanation is better or worse than that. It's interesting. So the top comment on this says that you seem sincere and this doesn't appear to be a plot of a Ray Bradbury short story. So this could be a mental health issue. You could be experiencing some sort of dissociative disorder, or it might be a physical problem. And it said that you mentioned you have a very unusually narrow bedroom with no windows. Is there a chance that you're not getting enough ventilation when you sleep and that you have a carbon monoxide leak in the building? So basically what we find out later is that this person goes and gets a carbon monoxide detector and checks out the carbon monoxide levels in their apartment, and it turns off that they're like off the fucking charts. And this person had been inhaling so much carbon monoxide that they were doing these things and leaving the notes and then waking up the next morning and completely forgetting about it. Like it, and it's so bad apparently that they, even when they set up the webcam, they thought that they had set up the camera, but all they had done was download an app and then forgot that they were going to do that and then just went to bed and then forgot about the entire thing the next day.
Wow.
So they ended up going to the hospital and they do end up making a full recovery because this person's still posting on Reddit like within
regularly.
The last year. Yeah. So
that's nuts. I was hoping it was just a guy in the wall. No, you're just dying of monoxide poisoning.
So if weird shit's happening to you and you don't know what it's all about and you think your house is haunted,
open a window.
Check out your carbon monoxide.
Open a window. Yeah. You might be better off.
I've actually heard that this is a pretty common explanation for lots of older like hauntings and stuff, that because carbon monoxide levels in houses used to be a lot higher because of like leaky appliances and stuff, and there weren't reliable detectors and things, and people didn't really know about it. So a lot of old like hauntings and weird shit going on in people's houses, especially in older houses, was people just with carbon monoxide poisoning seeing shit.
I feel like that might explain why you don't hear of like modern ghosts. They're always like old ghosts, you know what I mean? Like Victorian age ghosts, or like, oh, he died in the 1950s and now he's haunting. You don't hear of a ghost that died in like 2013 and
probably
because
he's been eating lead supplements for the last 25 years.
Ooh, where's my lead paint?
You got anything else?
Yeah, I got one more that I'll throw out there. Okay.
You do that, and then I got two real short ones.
Okay. So this one, I feel this one's way too long for us to cover.
Okay.
I love that it exists. I haven't looked at too many videos. There's way too many to go into. There's a user called UselessMouth12 on YouTube. They have what is called the Jurassic Park Analog Horror Tapes. There are over 250 tapes. He's been doing this for like 11 fucking years.
What the
and
fuck?
I don't want to like
250 tapes,
and they span from like 30 seconds to 6 minutes, just all over the place.
So there's
and
so much of this.
There is. There's so much fucking shit, and I don't want to tell you to like don't quit your day job, but like my guy's been at this for 11 years. He only has 288 subscribers.
I've never heard of this.
He has 288 subscribers. So like my guy, maybe this ain't working for you. Like I'm sorry, but this might be not your thing. I would still recommend just kind of giving it an overall just look over. Only reason I say that is because it combines two of my favorite things, Jurassic Park and analog horror. Combine those together, what do you get?
What,
you get 11
like, what are
years.
They like? Like, what's the nature of them? And did you watch any of
it's,
them?
It's definitely, you can tell it's like, I have watched some of them. You can tell it's like, it was made in like Unreal Engine. You can kind of tell that. Okay. But it's that like,
so that, it's like, not footage from the film spliced up.
No, like, no. It's okay. It's like actual made shit. Like he put some work into this. Like it's that like VHS filter, right. And like the camera. It's the whole that all that kind of stuff. Like they put some work into it and effort, which is great. I do think that they deserve to have more subscribers than they do. Like they only have 288. Definitely deserve to have more.
The sheer amount of content
alone, yeah, right. he has almost one subscriber per video.
Oh, man.
But it's baffling. And there's two seasons. The first one is 200 videos. The second one is 52. So it's like there's a lot there.
Wow, that's yeah. Dedication.
That's what I'm saying.
So this is a completely like custom.
Yeah, like, it's a
asset,
whole ass thing.
ARG made. Like set in the Jurassic Park universe.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, which I'm very surprised that you don't see more of that. Like at least like yeah. Dinosaur
that
ARG.
That makes sense as like an analog horror.
Like dinosaurs? Setting. I feel like that, or like Jurassic Park in general, I feel like would make a good like horror setting in general. Like you don't see like a horror Jurassic Park. It's always kind of like, yeah, Jurassic Park can be scary, but it's more about like adventure than it is yeah. Horror, you know?
Yeah, the analog horror that like we normally cover is usually like
guys murdering a person or that
nature,
yeah.
Or like murder or something like that.
Alien.
Somebody should make an analog horror where they're like actually running away from animals.
A velociraptor,
a bear.
You're trapped in the jungle and there's a tiger stalking you.
Yeah,
like that'd be cool. Yeah. I honestly can't say that I recommend checking out all 250 some odd videos because I haven't even done it.
Or do. If that's what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. But I will
be this guy's biggest fan.
He needs it. But check him out. Like, honestly, in my opinion, even if you think it's shitty, like the fact that he put it through like 11 years of dedication to this fucking thing and over 200 videos, it's worth checking out alone. Even if you're like, oh, this sucks. Throw him a fucking like because he's earned it, I feel.
I hope he listens to this. And
I hope so too. I hope so too.
Keep doing what you do.
That's, honestly.
The
real.
Dedication is admirable. I like that it's original. It's not original in the sense that it's copying Jurassic Park, but
it's an original idea for an analog horror. Yeah. I've gone on record by saying that there's no such thing as like you can have shitty like analog horrors. But as long as the concept is good, it doesn't matter how piss poor it is. If you have a good concept, that's all that's important. And I feel like this is a pretty fun concept. Like it might not hit very well, but if the idea is there and you put some sort of effort into it, good on you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd so much rather sit around and watch like an original idea for an analog horror that's not done particularly well than watch like a really well-made copy paste.
That's just a, yeah, just a cookie cutter.
Yeah,
like a Channel 7.
Right. Not to say those aren't good, but there's too many of them.
Well, Channel 7, you're on record by hating. But
okay, well, There's too many of them. I got two short ones I'll end us with.
Yeah.
The first one's a Reddit post and the second one is not. So the first one, while I was trying to dig up stuff for this episode, I just stumbled across this and it was in a thread of things that was like, what's the scariest shit you've ever seen on the internet or whatever? And so this person said, this isn't really a website, but they tell a short story of a creepy thing that happened to them. So they say, but someone/a group on the internet made me think about the importance of privacy and never giving out your real information for anything ever, especially on the internet. So this kind of tracks with the story about the people looking you up on forums and shit.
Mm-hmm.
In 1998, when the net was still personal, there was a news group called Bellafor. And if you don't know what a news group is, they're the precursors to like peer-to-peer, torrents, IRC, and they still exist in baby forums. There was a network within the news group called Comly Men. And basically, what they specialized in doing was letting people know that they knew who you were if they wanted. I had later learned that this group, this guy or guys were actually responsible for taking down the designers of Black Orifice. And I don't actually know what that is. So if that's
Black Orifice?
Yeah. It sounds sketchy as shit. Whatever it is.
I think it's one of those like how Blackwater is like a private military security firm. I think it's something like that, but like more cyber based.
It says, and a number of other unruly internet clans. So I guess that is, there was like cyber terrorism or something mm-hmm. like that. I don't know. Anyway, to make a long story short, I had once met a bloke who claimed to know a guy in Comly Men through IRC. After much discussion.
You're supposed to be reading this in an English accent because you just said bloke.
Huh? Well, it's too late. We're moving on. After much discussion regarding their capabilities and my curiosity for him to prove it, I was told that to come back into the channel at a certain hour and wait, and so I did that. An hour or so went by, and I can't remember the specifics, but I received a private message in IRC to a web address via IP address. Now, you must know that I had never given out my information to anyone, and this was in 1998, and realistically, the only people who would have had information related to me would have been my internet service provider, and even that would have been through a relative, not myself, meaning that it sounds like the internet wasn't even under their personal name, like their mom, it was their mom's internet or something like that. Anyway, they clicked on the link to the IP address, and on the page that loaded was a picture of their birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So this person claims that these people just randomly figured out.
Just found out their information.
Yeah, just found their birth certificate and they have that's no idea.
Kind of terrifying. I mean, that's not as terrifying concern. That's just like, I feel like that's public record. And not public record, but if you figure out what hospital someone's born in, you could find that information.
I have no idea. That doesn't make it less creepy.
No, that doesn't make it less creepy. But like you can, if you find out that someone was born in fucking Chuck E. Cheese Hospital, you can go to Chuck E. Cheese Hospital like, and find that info. Hey, Chuck, birth a baby.
Birth certificate.
Also, Moot, don't look now, but Internet Weekly is in the Discord chat.
Oh no!
Don't panic! Oh, don't panic! Don't say anything! Don't. They can't. They can't
I'm
hear.
Definitely panic.
If we don't move, they can't hear us. Their vision. Their hearing is based on movement.
Apparently, somebody from Diluti went on a drunken rampage and murdered a bunch of their members.
Oh no!
Yeah, so somebody's in trouble.
Ah, beans.
Ah, beans. So then the last thing that I've got is a website that was originally hosted in 2009, I think, that's since been removed or taken down, and it's called thebiggestsecretoftheinternet.com.
And ooh!
If you go look at this webpage on the Wayback Machine. It is literally a 15-second video that is mostly text. And all it says, and this is the only thing on this website. It's a black website with this video on it. And it says, I know a secret so big that it will change your life and millions of people. I call this secret the biggest secret of the internet. And that's it. That's the whole website.
Wow.
And it's not even out there anymore. And nobody ever figured out what this secret was.
Wow, what a secret.
Wow. Wow. Incredible.
I've never come across a secret so tantalizing.
Yeah. I wonder what it was. Clearly, somebody figured out that he knew whatever it was and silenced him.
It was just like, you're dead.
Can't have that one.
I have more that I want to cover, but damn if we don't really have much time. I have one more. Okay, this one's kind of important to me. This is kind of fucking important to me.
Okay.
So I've been wanting to cover this one on the channel, but the link to the website does not work anymore.
Can you find it on the Wayback Machine?
I don't know how to use the Wayback Machine. And when I try to, I tried it on mobile and it didn't work. So that might be why. But so here it is. Okay. So it's called the Quebec Alien. And when I found this website, I must have found this in a drunken stupor because I have no fucking clue how I found this fucking thing. But it had images of a dead alien that was found in Quebec, Canada. Okay. And it had all this information about where it might have come from. It was one of those classics. I was so excited because it was one of those classic, like, black background, green text websites.
Oh, like, yeah. Hell yeah.
They're onto some good shit here.
Yeah.
And so the link
you know
now,
you're about to read some shit.
Yeah.
When you get to that.
You know you're about to read some not real shit when you find that. But so it was all part of this website called the Soul Guidance website. Okay. Now, the link that I have, it still takes you to Soul Guidance. You can go to soulguidance.com and there's some like hippie kind of spiritual, like, oh, look at these fucking crystals I have. Go meditate on it a bit. Those kind of people. Mm-hmm. The link to this is soul-guidance.com/house-of-the-sun/dp09/dp09-riv-i-e-r-e-r-o-u-g-e.html. I'm saying the entire thing just in case I don't know how to.
Okay.
Just in case someone could find it out there, but I can't find any fucking information on this fucking thing anymore. The website went down. You can still go on Soul Guidance, but the link to the Quebec Alien is down. There's no imagery on it. Every time I Google it and I put in fucking Quebec Alien Soul Guidance, it's gone. Whatever you put in Quebec Alien, there's nothing there. It just talks about alien recent alien UFO visits.
I just
from
Googled
Canada.
The Quebec Alien.
It just talks about
really...
Canada UFO sightings. That's it. There's nothing on this anymore. Nothing.
Did
you find it?
I found a YouTube video.
Did you just crack
the YouTube video?
Well, it wasn't a YouTube video.
Are these the pictures?
I'm not seeing any there.
It's in the patrons only chat.
Let me see. Hang on. Hold please. That's it. Oh my God. That's it. Okay, so guess what we're going to cover in the future? It's the Quebec Alien.
Right. I don't know if I've ever seen this. It's pretty convincing.
That's what I'm saying. It looks so cool. So I wouldn't want to do that, but the only bit of information I could find off of it was from that website. But fucking apparently, here we go. Wow, it took you one Google search, and I've been trying to hunt this down for like...
I duck-duck-goed it. That's the secret.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Wow. Am I an idiot? Yes. Yes, I am.
Is it possible?
It's entirely possible. But yeah, that's really all. I mean, I have plenty more, but not enough
to go into.
Somebody
posted the story in the comments on the Reddit thread. I found it.
Are you fucking kidding me? Moot. Did you just find out?
We'll talk about this later. This might be an episode.
Yeah. I have plenty more that are just like one-offs that wouldn't make an episode, but maybe we'll do this again in the future where we can go over more. That'd be fun. I hope you all enjoyed these little fun stories and...
Or not fun stories, depending
not
on
fun
how.
Stories, depending on who killed who.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Moot and I covered. If you want to hear more, you can go to places like Diluti.com, our new revamped website. Everything's up and running now. Woo! Way to go, Moot.
Leave us a merch message. Buy some merch.
Yeah, do that. Thank you for... To quote Katomska, hey you... Thank you for money. there you go. Also, I know no one's really thought of Tomska in like decades. Still makes content. Probably the funniest person on YouTube still to me. I fucking love Tomska. Hilarious. Deleted.com, Patreon, okay? Patreon, get on with it. Patreon.com/DeludiPod. You can find us on our socials, DeludiPod, at DeludiPod, or Don't Look Under the Internet. You can find us on YouTube at YouTube.com/@DeludiPod. Please go there. Even if you're more of an audio listener, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, because honestly,
just subscribe and then ignore it.
That's fine. Subscribing does nothing to affect you, but it does the world to us. Once we hit 1,000 subscribers, we're at like 945 or something like that right now.
Something like that.
Once we hit 1,000, we can actually go into making money on YouTube, which once we start making enough money, some of us can go full time during this, which means better content for you guys. And it all works off of just a simple subscribe button. I know that sounds silly. I know saying like ring that bell, hit the subscribe button like a fucking clown. Bell. Yeah. I know all that shit sounds stupid, but it fucking works
like a clown.
Yeah. Do you want me to
works?
It just works. if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us some stars. I actually have some new Apple Podcast reviews that I can read off.
Oh, hell yeah. Also, go to the fucking Spotify and leave us a comment on one of the episodes, and I'll publish the offensive ones. If you can come up with a creative way to insult us, I will publish it and make it public.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I have been doing that.
Let's see here. I have one on here from, their name is Multiple Bees, and it's called Jeezy Boy. 5 stars. Okay, first off, incredible podcast. I listen to y'all all the time. You're very funny. Enjoy your content. And second, I feel like it would be incredibly funny if you did an episode on the Bible from Icarus. I don't think
the world's most famous unfiction.
I don't think we would do that. But you're heard, and that's all that matters.
We might be able to find a way to make that entertaining.
Yeah.
Probably really upset some people, though.
I mean, I hope so. I'm only reading off the 5 stars here, people, by the way. So if you want to hear me read something off to you, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Wow, you're only reading the 5 stars? You tell people that they don't have to leave 5 stars, and no, you're only going to read the 5 stars?
They don't have to leave just 5 stars, but if they want me to read it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's a 1-star, I will read the super.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should read the 1-star.
Here's the things. Don't do it because you want me to read it, because that will fuck us.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
That'll fuck us.
Don't leave us bad reviews for the memes.
But if it's funny, I might read it. but yeah, so far, we'll be able to tell
the difference between like genuine distaste. Like,
I can tell if you're doing it for the bit or you're not liking us. Yeah.
And if you just do it for the bit, we're not going to read it.
I did like that post that you made where someone was like, 2 boys sit in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay. 4 idiots
in a basement. Drinking alcohol because they're not smart.
I don't know who wrote that, but that's fucking great.
Yeah. I made that one public.
Yeah. Moot, do you have anything you want to say to the people?
Thanks for listening to this whole episode. It was a different one.
I hope you guys had fun with it.
Yeah. And take care of yourself. Be good to people. And I don't know. Beans, paranoia.
Yeah. All that good stuff. I would like to say, you know, go find your local dentist, stick him up in the parking lot and rob him of his wallet full of teeth. And then I also want you to go to visit Undefined Graphics, Mike Lowy. He does our logo. He does a bunch of our photography as well. You can find the link to his website in our description. You can also go to Ghoulish Mortals in St. Charles, Illinois. Tell them Deludi sent you. It'll put a smile on their face. They fucking love that shit. They're friends of the show. They also have a show that's very fun as well. I forgot the name of it off top because I'm literally just talking my fucking brains out right now.
And if the other thing I do want to say is if you decide to murder somebody, I'm not saying you should murder somebody. Don't do that. But if you make the decision independently to do that, make a Reddit post about it first.
Yeah, do that first.
Give us more content.
Do that first. Yeah, go to Ghoulish Mortals, buy shit from them, and then go to Undefined Graphics, Mike Lowy. And then that's all I got. That's all I fucking got.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody might be back next week.
That'd be cool. Not be.
Maybe Jason will break his microphone again.
You know, this is the first time that you and me did an episode, I think, on Deludi together.
It is. Yeah, go listen to Unplanned Podency.
Go listen to Unplanned Podency.
Do that.
Bye, everybody. I love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Have a day.
Have day.
Welcome back to Inner Night. We're delighted to have you join us once again for a night of inner exploration and growth. Let's begin by repeating after me. My thoughts create my reality. The universe guides me towards abundance. I am a vessel of love and light. Now we have a message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Ravi says, let go of fear and embrace the unknown. Only by stepping outside our comfort zones can we truly grow and discover our purpose. Let's meditate together on this powerful message and unite our energies. Your lucky numbers for this week are 119, 101, 39, 114, 101, 32, 116, 114, 97, 112, 112, 101, 100. For this week, we recommend spending time in nature, immersing yourself in its beauty, and finding solace in its serenity. Nature has a profound way of rejuvenating the soul and enhancing our connection to the universe. Remember to leave a heartfelt message for another member to receive. We are all part of this beautiful journey. Good night.